This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
An environmental organization is cutting down trees in a northern Wisconsin national forest. As Glenn Moberg reports, the Nature Conservancy plans to use the money from the timber sales to improve trout streams and wildlife habitat in Forest County.
This is primarily a red pine stand.
Matt Dahlman of the Nature Conservancy drives his 4x4 on a narrow snow-covered road in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest.
We're going to be harvesting just short of 2 million board feet, and that will equate to about $370,000 of revenue.
It's a new role for Dahlman and the Nature Conservancy. Often stereotyped as a tree-hugging organization, the Conservancy is now in the lumberjack business.
I'm not here to say that we need every tree cut. I think we need old places, and we need places that are being managed.
The 2014 Farm Bill allowed the U.S. Forest Service and the Nature Conservancy to enter into this stewardship agreement, just one of 13 nationwide. The Conservancy is hiring the loggers, selling the timber, and using the money for projects the Forest Service can't afford to do.
Enhancing fish habitat, enhancing ability for people to connect with nature.
On the side of the road, a truck known as a forwarder picks up fresh-cut logs and unloads them into a neat pile. Project forester Ryan Greefy says by thinning the trees, those that are left will be healthier and taller.
If Mother Nature were to take her course, a forest actually deteriorates over time. You got to start taking out the dead trees, the dying trees, the diseased trees.
Greefy says he's happy that the money is going to stay in northern Wisconsin.
So the opportunity to have some funds directly from a local timber sale go right back into the local economy is just great.
The stewardship area of the Shawamigan-Nicolet Forest is crisscrossed by several trout streams, including this one, Simpson Creek. Matt Dahlman says the money being raised from the timber sales will help restore the trout habitat here.
It's a trout stream that years ago was pretty beat up from the old logging era. We used to catch 15-inch brook trout in here.
The money is also going to restore habitat for the endangered Kirtland's warbler and rebuild a handicap-accessible boardwalk on a bigger trout stream, the Oconto River.
Good afternoon, Paul Strong.
At the Shawamigan-Nicolet Forest headquarters in Rhinelander, Forest Supervisor Paul Strong is excited about the trout stream project.
I'm a trout fisherman. You often have to fight your way through the alders, walk long distances. There's very few trout streams you can simply get to and wet a line.
And even fewer, like the boardwalk project on the Oconto River.
People can get out there in wheelchairs and literally be in brook trout heaven.
Strong says the Forest Service could do all of this itself, but its budget has been stretched fighting wildfires that have become more frequent and more intense.
Whether you believe in climate change and what drives it or not, the weather patterns are different. More of these megafires are happening at very high costs.
The Forest Service gets a 20% match from the Nature Conservancy and also saves money and manpower by letting them do all the work, including hiring lumberjacks like Clint Waldron.
It doesn't get any better than this. Yeah. Got the best office in the world.
Waldron sits in the cab of a harvester, which grabs a tree, cuts it down, strips the branches off, and slices it into neat logs. He says logging is one of the few good-paying jobs in northern Wisconsin.
If I wanted to stay in the carry, I don't know what I would do that would pay as well and be as enjoyable for me.
How well does it pay?
I hope I'm middle class anyway.
Tree huggers and lumberjacks have not traditionally gotten along. Matt Dahlman and Clint Waldron say it's time for that to stop.
This distinction between tree huggers and people that use the forest and loggers. I think conservationists and people that make a living in the woods are one and the same.
From my experience, tree huggers didn't want a single tree cut, so it's kind of neat to see that we can work together and see that we're not enemies. You know, I love the forest just as much as they do.
If the stewardship agreement works as planned, this forest will be healthier and taller and create both wildlife habitat and jobs. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.